Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
You guys, I am dealing with a little bit of guilt here around the holidays. And I know this sounds stupid. And I think in the past, what I have done is the way that I grew up was sort of you put your head down, even when things are bad, you move forward. It's not as bad as you think it is. And I think that has definitely played a part in my adulthood also. So in my recent past, like the last 10 years, when things are bad for me, it's like, oh, it's really not that bad. And things were bad, right? And I think I have lived with that lie over the course of like the last decade sometimes. Well, I'm really working on listening to the lies that I tell myself, you know, and I am eliminating them now. So I'm really trying to live a lot more authentically. And that's only to set this up, is that I have maybe I think it's this year more than in other years, and this goes hand in hand with what Cassie was talking about, is I watched her struggle with her mom and watched her struggle with what's going on in her life for the last couple of years. And those within my circle, I will say like 80% of them are going through some kind of crisis situation right now, be it with their health or their parents' health, or there's something going on with their relationship with their kids. There's just some jarring crises going on with most of my friends. And I'm looking at my year, this year in 2024. There were certainly obstacles there in the beginning of the year. But for the most part, this has been a fantastic, really emotionally fantastic year for me.
That's great.
It is great, except when I'm feeling a little bit guilty about it.
Survivor's guilt?
A little survivor's guilt. I know this sounds a little bit silly, but when so many people are going through this and telling their life stories, Mo is going through a tough time. Mo never goes through tough times, right?
He'll never talk about it.
He just never talks about it, right? But I'm feeling a little bit guilty that things are good.
Well, you know you shouldn't.
Is that weird?
Right? It's not weird. Yeah. And people, I think that can be a common feeling. But you know you can feel two things at once. Like you can be happy for yourself and sad for others. And you don't have to feel guilty that you had a good year this year.
I guess my default might be, and comforting it might be, to share like what I'm going through in my life. And when I don't have those connecting stories, I feel stupid.
Well, don't you always see that quote from Tom Hanks, like, this too shall pass? So, like, good times are going to pass, bad times are going to pass.
Right.
And I'm sure you've had years where life has just sucked, and people in this room had a good year at the same time. So even though it's uncomfortable because you would rather, as an empathetic person, sit with them in that discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you deny yourself the good years, then, like, when you're actually going to have a bad year at some point, because this too shall pass, you're going to wish that you were in this space.
Yeah, this does sound like, and I'm not complaining about it at all. It's just a thing.
Are you really
just
complaining about the great year you had?
Got a hot new girlfriend, show's going well, my house is banging, I threw an awesome Christmas party.
Cute dog.
Traveling, going to Portugal, Madrid. My kids are healthy and happy.
First class.
Just like, hey, sorry your life sucks, but I'm in Portugal.
Now, I was just going to say the same thing Abby said. I mean, sometimes when my life is going well, I actually get anxiety from what's next, because life is a balance and it goes back and forth. The pendulum always swings. So enjoy it while it's good.
I am. I'm trying.
Your time is coming.
Hey, like Abby said, and I think that's a very good quote from Tom Hanks, man.
It's a Persian poet quote. It's not from Tom Hanks.
Oh, sorry. Okay. A national treasure. Tom Hanks said it louder. So.
Is he an Academy Award winner, this poet of yours?
Oh, this Persian poet from like the early days of humanity, I'm sure.
The Burt Show.
Exciting day for Abby on the show today, because she gets to insult and break the heart of a Burt Show member here in just a couple of seconds.
My favorite thing to do.
We'll get to that in just a minute. Really interesting. A couple of minutes ago, we were supposed to have this dude on that claims to be a ghost behaviorist. He's worked in hospices, and he was going to answer Cassie's questions of that. Do spirits show up when someone's not feeling great and it looks like the end is inevitable? Do spirits show up and kind of guide him into heaven, right? So we started talking to him and we couldn't get the connection right. wasn't working, so we hung up, and then he calls back, and then Tommy had a 3-minute conversation with this guy, clear as day off the air.
Yeah, he sounded great. And then I talked to him about it, and he goes, yeah, this happens to me all the time. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, the ghosts. They interfere, they try and interfere with what I'm trying to put out there.
Y'all believe that?
Yes, because yeah. I can tell you, because Abby pointed this out mm-hmm. when we were talking to him and it was just the setup of who he is. Crystal clear, no problems. As soon as he launched into the first story, that's when it started dropping out.
Come on, you think there's like somebody sitting up there or around him going, oh, they're about to talk about us. Go get them.
No,
come
according on. To Jackson, they're in India and they're listening.
Oh, that's
and they're
right. Based on it.
And they are interfering.
Yeah, his segment earlier. Yep.
So we are regrouping with Chris Boris, the ghost behaviorist. Okay. And I'm trying to set him up on Zoom. Hopefully the ghosts aren't that technology savvy and don't know about Zoom. So we're going to try that tomorrow and hopefully have him on the
How
show.
How come if all these ghosts died in like the 1800s and early 1900s, they know so much about technology?
Well, I mean, if you watch any ghost show, a lot of them use electricity for energy and they'll mess with anything electrical or technology wise. Okay. And I think that might be the case.
We'll here. See.
Well, dang.
All right, Abby, run free on somebody's heart here.
I'm ready to destroy somebody's dreams or maybe not. This is why I'm bringing it to the show, because I feel like I need the input of the people, because I got stuck in a conversation after the Burt Show Christmas party that I did not expect to get stuck in. So if you haven't heard, I, for the last like year, I've organized these girls trips where a lot of Burt Show listeners will sign up to come on, and we went to Ireland this year and it was such a fun time and we had such a blast that I was like, let's do it same time next year, ladies, like we're going back. And instead of doing another trip to Ireland, I thought, let's go to Greece. And
this meets so many needs for women your age, where it gets to a point where it's just very difficult to make friends. A lot of women are reluctant to travel as single women to go on the road also. I just love everything about it.
But it was so fun. And I honestly, like, solo traveling's cool. I mean, I've just kind of dipped my toe in it this year, like with going over to the UK. But like, honestly, I have so much more fun in a group. Like when you get a group of gals together, you get a good song on, you get a couple of glasses of wine in us. Like it is peak core memory vibes. Like I look back on that trip with such fond memories, and I like literally can't wait to go next year. We have, I think, 20 people signed up to go this time around. We had 10 last year. Wow. I mean, last year is in like September. So like, it's going to be an absolute rager in Crete next year. And so obviously, like I really hold this trip close to my chest because it was so special the first time around that I was like, I really want it to go just as well this time. And when somebody from the cast mentioned that they wanted to come on the trip, I thought, I don't know if I can allow them to come on the trip because they might ruin the whole vibe. And the person that I'm talking about is none other than not a girl for the girls trip, Jackson Kim. Mm. Jackson and I were talking after the Burt Show Christmas party, and I can't even remember how we got on the topic. And all of a sudden, after 4 espresso martinis, he looks at me, grabs me by the shoulders, shakes me violently. I probably have a lingering concussion, and goes, I want to come to Greece.
Well, let's not totally count this out just yet. How are you identifying? Hey, it is 2024.
That is an important
It's a valuable question
as
now.
Fish daddy.
He's going to have to be fish mommy after the trip.
Because this is a girl's trip.
Yes. Frankly speaking, I don't remember having this conversation at all last Friday after the Christmas party. Abby, I didn't realize that having conversations with me felt like you were stuck in conversation, but that's a conversation for another day. Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, it would be a little off-putting. I do remember you being like, you kind of like toying with the idea. I have barcoded faint in and out memories of talking about it, and you were like, yeah, you could, like, if you did, you could bring your girlfriend and like come along to things that, you know, you guys wanted to do. And I was like, yeah, like what if I just happened to plan a trip to Greece around the same time? But honestly, now that I'm thinking about this might be a terrible idea.
Wait, so has this been lingering on the inside of you all this time that you have wanted to go on this trip but just didn't know how to say it?
Drunk words or sober thoughts.
That's what they say.
He's jealous of the girl having a good time.
I think in my head I was just like, wouldn't it be kind of funny if I was just there like sort of crashing the party but not really. But I, again, this is it as long as it wouldn't be ruining the vibe from everybody else. And I get it.
It absolutely would.
Having a man there would ruin the vibe.
I completely, then now that I'm soberly thinking about this, I'm fully understanding the fact that a girl's trip is a girl's trip. It is a similar way that a guy's trip, even if there's a singular girl there, it changes the entire vibe. Mm-hmm. I am in the wrong here. I will readily admit that.
Okay, so you're not coming to Greece. Loser!
So you were
Have fun in America next September.
So you were probably bending on the idea because you were buzzed also trying to think of like loopholes that might work at that point, but you really didn't want that to happen.
Well, no, because I'm like, it's a girls trip. But then I was like, well, most of the people that are coming are listeners. So I'm like, maybe they think it's cool because Jackson's on the show. And then I was like, okay, well, if he brings his girlfriend, then it'll be like less weird and his girlfriend's cool. So then that'll be two more people and the more the merrier. So you can only come if your girlfriend comes.
A simple no would have been sufficient. Yeah,
this is me pandering. You ain't coming.
Okay. Is your girlfriend thinking about going, or was this your idea and you were going to invite her, then she was going to be the primary traveler?
She has no idea this trip even exists.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Thought it was important to give all those working in customer service and retail a little bit of love, which is why I'm going to do the dark side of holiday shopping.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
We covered Black Friday. Those are always good stories from back in the day, since most people do their shopping online now. But I thought, man, those people that show up on Christmas Eve at the 11th hour trying to get gifts or doing any kind of grocery shopping. And once again, the internet did not disappoint. So I have the dark side of holiday shopping and holiday retail for you guys. So out the gate, I used to be a grocery store cashier. I had a woman try to steal during the Christmas season by shoving a whole honey-baked ham down her pants. I was walking by the meat case and I saw her. When I asked her, "What are you doing with that ham?" She took it out of her pants, threw it down by her feet, and then started crying about how I threw the ham at her. My manager had to take me into the break room while he looked at the security footage to see what happened, because she was walking around talking about suing us if she didn't get the ham for free.
Oh my God.
She did not get the ham for free. That's impressive thinking, though, that you just pull the ham from your pants and throw it on the ground and start screaming and wailing like an employee threw the ham at you.
Mm-hmm. You see this from time to time on like TikTok, when somebody approaches a car and then somebody gets out of the car. And as soon as they do, the person approaching hits the ground. Oh, you abused me.
It was a ham flop. She totally did a ham flop. All right. Simon, who worked at the garden center. He goes, "One day a man called up and asked if we sold reindeer. I talked him to the range of LED light reindeers we had, and then he explained he meant a real reindeer. At which point I put the phone down thinking, this dude is playing a prank on me, so I just hung up on him. He then came to the garden center asking why I'd hung up on him. He really wanted to buy a real-life reindeer from the garden center."
The crazy comes out this time of year, man. It really does.
All right. I helped a really nice male customer find his family Christmas gifts. And then he found my home address and turned up at my front door.
Whoa.
She goes, "This was a really odd experience. This guy was fairly sweet. Didn't seem off at all. But apparently it is easier to find people's addresses than what I thought. The guy continued to come into the store and creep me out. We eventually had to get the police involved."
If you're listening to Kristen and you're working in retail right now and you're like, "Oh, that's nothing compared to what I had to go through," 1-855-BIRCHA.
All right, here's another one for you. This was a little fist pump in the air moment for me. When customers who are known to steal enter the store, we deter them with exceptional customer service. Meaning, you're on their ass. Due to regulations, we are not allowed to accuse anyone of theft until they have left the shop, even if you see them physically shove something down their pants.
Wow.
As soon as this guy walked in, my manager called the cops who were waiting outside for him to exit. The guy was so irate and concerned with what I was doing that he didn't notice two cops standing about 4 feet behind him. He took the swing, and before he could hit me, was tackled to the ground. Damn. It was an awesome thing to see. Oh, my God. All right. Told a customer a product she wants is discontinued and no longer in production. 2 months and a restraining order later, the woman finally leaves me alone. So she said this woman was crazy. The item cost no more than $15. But without a fail, every week, this woman would come in like clockwork just to spew up some word vomit and fling abuse at me and my staff. My company in the center eventually had to prosecute / ban her from the grounds. It was an experience and a half.
You just never know who you're dealing with when you're in retail, man. Who you're shaking hands with, who you're trying to help. You never know.
And they know where you work.
I know they know where to find you, which is why I wanted to do this. Because I think because everybody was so on edge, we opted not to do the retail vent line because we thought that was going to get too dark too fast. But I wanted to use this as a PSA for all of us that are going to do some last minute Christmas shopping. If you're actually going to brick and mortar, people are still understaffed, restaurants, stores. So be kind, be patient. Don't force them to get a restraining order against you. Like, it's just unnecessary.
That seems fair.
I think so, too. All right, the last one. Customer was furious when asked to check credit signature against the ID and stands out front of the store blocking people from getting in.
What?
Okay, so this lady was full-on bat-ass crazy. She was sweet as pie up until the point when I asked for ID to double-check her signature. We routinely do this during the Christmas period as there are a lot of stolen cards floating around. Something snapped in her brain, and you could actually see it in her face, and she went completely rabid. She proceeded to barricade the front entrance of the shop, preventing people from entering. We had to have security remove her.
Damn, man. Wow. Just trying to do their job.
Uh-huh.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This is not how I thought the story was going to end, because yesterday we talked about Jamie Foxx getting hit in the face with a glass at his 57th birthday party at the celeb hotspot, Mr. Chow. And when I saw that there was an update and an explanation, allegedly, for what had led to the glass being thrown, I was pretty shook. And I was like, okay, we're going to put this in the 9 a.m. hour because it's a little bit scandalous. I mean, scandalous in the sense that, like, maybe kids, it's a little inappropriate. So Jamie Foxx's birthday brawl all had to do with the crew from Jackass, and it was over a penis laser pointer.
This is great.
It's the most Jackass thing I've ever heard.
So Johnny Knoxville and his crew were at the same restaurant?
Yes. So they were both, I guess, at the upstairs VIP section of Mr. Chow. Again, it's like a place where all the celebrities go. And we had heard that they had had some kind of altercation with a table next to them. So we could assume, okay, maybe, you know, a couple drinks got thrown around. I mean, literally and figuratively. And, you know, maybe they just had like a little kerfuffle and someone got too passionate about it, decided to chuck a glass at Jamie Foxx's head. Well, turns out it all had to do with allegedly the Jackass production crew taking a laser pointer, pointing it over at Jamie Foxx's table. And Jamie got really upset because his kids were there. And so he's like, he just was not having it. He's like, this is my birthday party. Leave me alone. Yeah. Like, leave the peni out of it.
I think that sounds perfectly fine.
You should be allowed to have your birthday party in peace.
It's a reasonable ask.
And for sure. He does what a reasonable person does in this situation. And he goes up to them and just says, hey, can you cut it out? Like, I'm just trying to enjoy myself with my friends and family. And apparently that's when the glass got thrown out of his face.
Wow.
An attorney for Jackass says that is not how it went down. Police are still investigating. No charges have been filed. But that is, I couldn't have come up, ChatGPT couldn't have come up with that story. My wildest imagination couldn't have come up with that story.
There's got to be security footage.
Mr. Chow's has security footage.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But in the VIP section, that ain't getting out.
We ain't gonna see it.
You don't think so? You don't think one of those employees at Mr. Chow isn't gonna try to get a payday with TMZ?
I do.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I think of it. Yeah, uh-huh. Gonna be a pretty penny.
Yep.
I want to see the penis laser.
I need some intern to break into the bat. Well,
Kaylee,
don't say that.
What? Is that your hand up?
I want to see it also because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Would have brought it to my holiday party, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I need whatever intern is working at Mr. Chow to go into the back, break in, leak it on TikTok. You're not going to work there anyway. You're an intern. You're going to find some other job post-grad and give us what the people want, and that is the penis laser.
Yep. All right, so Ken, do you want to talk about it on the big show, or do you want to save it for bonus what Kaylee left all over your house?
Oh, we could talk about it here.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Right, so
I'm nervous about the transition from penis to what he left over your house.
Yeah, so that's at perfect. My holiday party.
That's why I did it.
Exactly.
I was legit a little bit sketched out about having everybody at my house anyway, but because that's just the way I am. And the following morning, now that I'm processing and I'm actually looking around my house, I realize that Kaylee has dropped off a half-naked framed picture of himself in my master bedroom next to my kids. That was the first thing. And then I walk out into my living room and there are testicle ornaments hanging down from one of my trees. And after that, I looked around again and there are testicle ornaments in my fireplace.
No, they're nuts. Nuts roasting on an open fire.
Well, when Amanda's son found them and started playing with them,
hey, yo.
Exactly what I said they were. They were just walnuts.
Did you find the third pair?
I did, yeah. Okay. I can't remember where it was, but yeah, there are three. Yeah.
There are three pairs.
Yes.
Ball sex around his house. So one was in the fireplace.
Yep.
Where were the other two?
One was in the little tree that it was going into my master bedroom. And where was the other one?
In the sand collection.
That's right.
But I want to know, I mean, what was he teabagging a penguin?
Wait, what?
I'm sorry?
Excuse me? That photo you sent me of the kid.
No, he was just holding up the wall.
No, over the penguin's face. You missed it.
What is wrong with you?
I didn't miss it. I probably just didn't process it in the same creepy way you do.
This is a child, Kaylee. It's a 4-year-old.
Hey, well, you got to learn sometimes.
So he had a penguin, like a stuffed penguin in one hand and the walnuts in the other, and you put the two together.
Well, no, he was dangling them over the penguin's face.
No, I did not pick up on that.
Just when you thought it could get more awkward.
Kristen's regretting opening her mouth.
I 1,000% am.
She should break up with me tomorrow.
Well, for more peni stories and more, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's something to be said of the theory that if you really want to make a change, right, share it with all your friends. Because they will check up on you on this change that you're starting to make. And it's almost like being held accountable if you're really serious about it, right? So Jelly Roll has certainly put himself out there and said, here is my goal. And you know his fans are going to be all over him.
I want to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026. I want to have one of the biggest transformations. I did this publicly for a reason. I want to be honest about my struggles with it with people. I wore it for so long. I think that people that become as big as I became, when they lose the weight, they're kind of ashamed. I wanted to lose it in front of everybody. I want to talk about it. It's on my Daily Roll vlog. I didn't become successful because of my weight. I became successful in spite of it. I somehow managed to be this successful with carrying 550 pounds. That's insane.
That is insane. Yeah. Man, but he's putting himself out there. I mean, not only is he saying, I want to lose 100 pounds, he's saying, I want to be on the premier magazine when it comes to health and fitness.
Men's Health Magazine.
By March.
2026, though.
2026.
Oh,
2026.
Yeah. Okay. I thought he meant like a couple months.
It sounds,
that would be so stupid and unhealthy to try to do that.
For sure.
And it sounds to me like he's taking the route of, I want to do this through nutrition and exercise, because if you're going to go to Fitness and Health Magazine, I'm guessing he's not going to get any help like with Ozempic or any kind of surgery done. He wants to do this thing the hard way, right? So I think we might want to circle back and make this offer because we've done it before to people also. Like, if you want to be held publicly accountable, you give us a call, you tell us what you want, and we will call you. But there has to be some kind of payoff at the end. Like, if you don't make it, that's always got to be lingering to keep you motivated. So maybe we'll do that when we get back from the holidays. All right, Rebecca, is this the first time you've watched this movie that's pissing you off?
It's the first time.
It's the first time.
You had never seen it?
I had never seen it. And, had no idea it was still Halloween because just watched the scariest movie I've ever seen. Of course, talking about the classic Christmas movie, Love Actually.
Love Actually is my favorite horror film. That is a nightmare.
Why is that?
Have you seen the scene with Alan Rickman and the sweet mom with like the pixie haircut?
Emma Thompson. Is this the one where he cheats on her and has to tell her and she breaks down? I haven't seen the whole thing, but I remember that scene.
Merry Christmas. This is objectively the worst holiday film of all time because you hear everyone talk about how it's like this great film. This is like the UK's like favorite holiday film, and they're like, oh my God, I love Love Actually. Harry Styles, I used to listen to growing up, every interview, they would ask him, what's your favorite movie? And he would say Love Actually. And so finally, as an adult, I'm sitting there with my mom. It's like Christmas Eve. We've got some hot cocoa. And I'm like, you know what? My favorite British singer, Harry Styles, says he loves Love Actually. We should turn it on. 5 minutes in, it's people banging on screen, butt naked. It's terrifying.
Yeah, nobody told me how horny this Christmas movie is. So I watched it for the first time in 2024 and found it, in a word, disturbing. But one thing that was so freaky to me is the gross misjustice done to every single female character in this movie.
Facts.
I can't say I regret watching it because it did introduce me to one of the best fake movie songs ever made. Katie, please hit it.
Like the movie.
Christmas is all around me.
Is this guy like the burned out rocker?
Yes.
That almost makes the movie worth it. It did give like an extra star on Letterboxd for me. But no, the women of this movie, they're like suffering, y'all.
Mm-hmm. This movie did not age well.
No, this movie didn't
age well at all.
So I have ranked almost every single woman portrayed in this movie on a scale of victimhood.
And remember, Keira Knightley was 17 years old when she did this movie.
That's crazy.
Which makes it really gross.
But she looks quite pretty, don't she?
She does.
Do it with a tooth like this.
I look quite pretty.
She invented teeth acting.
That's jaw acting.
Was she one of the ones that was like in one of these nude scenes at 17?
No. She got married, love. What's crazy is Thomas Brody Sangster, who plays like the little kid who has a crush on whatever. He's like 15 in that movie. He's like 2 years younger than Keira Knightley. It's crazy, but she looks 25.
It's bananas. Okay, we're going from least victim to most victim. And first up is Joanna number one, who is Liam Neeson's dead wife.
That tells you something. She's dead and she's the least victimized.
The one that died?
So she's barely in the movie as she's dead.
Yes.
So she cannot be victimized by this movie. She gets a safe pass.
And they do have better health care over there, so yeah, they're fine.
Number two, Mia. Slut. She's the biggest ho-ho-ho in this Christmas movie. She is the secretary who hits on Alan Rickman, gets a nice piece of jewelry that should have gone to his wife.
Is it nice? It was a heart.
It was giving Pandora like a little bit. But,
I object. This woman is not a victim. You think this woman is more of a victim than the woman who died of cancer?
I'm going least to most victim.
Oh.
Yeah. She's not a victim. She's kind of a girl boss, actually.
Also, she fell in love with Professor Snape. I mean, come on. Yeah. She doesn't have great taste.
No, like, I get it.
Oh, so he has the affair with her?
Yeah.
And then has to tell the wife. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, he doesn't tell the wife.
She finds out.
Spoiler alert, this film is 21 years old. She finds the jewelry, and on Christmas, she gets a present for him, and it's just Joni Mitchell. And then she starts crying, and it's probably the most traumatic scene in movies I've ever seen.
I must have watched more of this than I wanted to admit because I know everything you guys are talking about. Okay.
Very disturbing.
Next number victim. Three.
Aurelia. So Aurelia has it made. She's the Portuguese housekeeper who shacks up with Colin Firth, who literally learns Portuguese to go propose to her in France. Like, this is probably the most romantic moment in the movie. She is not a victim. She's living.
What? It's wild. They don't even speak the same language. How can you connect? Well, and then all of a sudden he's proposing?
Because love knows no language.
I mean, it is Colin Firth.
Okay, it's a universal language.
At least it's romantic in a purported romantic Christmas movie. Mm. And that brings us to Judy. And Judy's story is the weirdest. She is the professional stand-in for the sex scene in the movie. She has to slap bits with the guy who goes on to play Bilbo Baggins in The Hobbit. I'm telling you, they end up at the end, and that's cute. But that's not a victimless crime.
She chose this. Yeah. She chose this life.
She's number four. Okay, we have to talk about little Joanna. This is Joanna number two. She is the American child that the little kid is obsessed with to the point that he follows her to the airport. That's a threat, first of all. And I know that this movie was made after 9/11 because they mention it in the first 5 minutes of the movie. She's a victim.
Why did they mention 9/11?
Yeah, it seems random.
They wanted to make this the most traumatic Christmas film of all time. They're like, how many trauma dumps can we put in 2 hours?
Literally, I'm not even kidding. I think it's like the first 45 seconds. Yeah. They mentioned the victims of 9/11.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember that part.
Okay. This is when I've been passionate, but I'm about to get even more passionate because this is when the true victims began.
Okay.
Because number six, Juliet.
Keira Knightley.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't cooperate.
Yeah, what happened to her, love?
So she's the one who famously is forced to watch as her new husband's best friend confesses his love to her over a poster board.
That's right. Yeah.
But that's not even the worst thing. Literally, the worst thing is what happens before this when the best man shows her the video that he taped of her wedding, and it's all super close-ups of her face. If there wasn't a romantic score behind this, this would be Saw.
Yeah, it would. It's creepy.
It's very so the child bride getting hit on by her husband's best friend, and then she has to keep that secret from her husband or break up their friendship. It's an a-hole move all around.
And then she runs out there in the snow and kisses him.
So weird. She's a child bride. She doesn't know better.
Arrest him.
Off with the head.
Okay, number six. This is the one that bothers me the most because you would think Natalie has one of the best stories.
She does.
She gets to shag the super hot new young prime minister played by Hugh Grant, but her whole story is just how fat she is.
Yeah.
They act like she's morbidly obese. Look at this woman.
Her?
Yeah. Yes.
Her biggest crime is her wardrobe, honestly.
They call her chubby girl. They talk about her massive thighs and arse.
Yeah.
And okay, yes. Her story arc, she gets sexually harassed by the president of the USA. Topical.
After probably feeling coerced into sleeping with the prime minister so she can keep her job.
They're way ahead of their time on that one.
Two victims stand before me.
Okay.
But only one can be the true Love Actually sufferer. And this might actually be controversial.
If you don't pick Emma Thompson to be the number one victim.
I'm rioting, love.
The runner up is Karen. Played by Emma Thompson.
Wow, she's the runner-up?
She is the runner-up. And I know most people would pick her to be the final victim. She's cheated on by Snape with his secretary. She finds us out on Christmas Eve. That sucks.
Yeah.
You know what's worse?
What?
What happens to Sarah?
Yes!
AKA Laura Linney.
Yes!
What happens to Sarah?
Justice for Sarah!
So Sarah almost gets a chance at happiness. She comes like this close to hooking up with her hot coworker who she's been obsessed with, but instead of getting laid by the hot, talented Latino man in her office, she spends her Christmas with her mentally ill brother at the psych ward who literally tries to beat her up.
I forgot about that.
She should have been beating something else up.
No.
You know what? She's the number one victim.
I completely agree. I am Abby Murphy and I approve this message.
Thank you. Know what? You convinced me. I stand by your rankings, Rebecca.
Thank you. I had a feeling you would.
Yeah.
Kristen Klingchern endorses this message. Okay. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Mo's got a theme going on in his life right now, and it's no good deed goes unpunished. The cliche I hate the most.
It seems like ever since you introduced me to that cliche, I have been forced to live it. I didn't even know it was a thing before. But yeah, I felt bad about this dilemma that I had, and I wasn't sure what to do because I was like, should I be patient or should I react to this now? But I was afraid to react. And I don't know if you've ever felt bad for something you thought, even if you didn't carry through with the thought, but just having the thought made you feel bad.
Man, then I would be consumed with bad thoughts every single day about myself.
True indeed. So,
because I think it's human nature a lot of times to have those thoughts. It's when you act on them is when you really get in trouble.
Exactly. And I think that's what would have got me, and not only me, but the guy that was actually trying to help me, both in trouble if I acted on this thought. And it turns out I just needed a little bit of patience. But I always, we talked about like tipping during the holidays, and I always have this thing in the back of my mind of if I'm supposed to tip just a little bit more, give some extra because it's the holidays to help people out.
Sure.
I do. I over tip.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of each and every year at this time, and I plug it quite a bit, is that servers, if you can afford it, if you had a decent year, tip the bill if you can do that when you can in December.
100%. And so I've had this issue with my front door in my apartment for like probably a year and a half now.
It's Is that dude still flipping you off?
Time. No. No, that was the random stranger that came to my Ring camera. But I mean, like, actually physically opening and closing my door has been really tough for like over a year because I don't know why.
I thought you meant somebody was trying to open and close your door, but you're saying you yourself just trying to get in and out of your door. Okay.
Right, like you got to put extra strength into it to actually open it and to close it. And it's been annoying, but I guess I just got used to it at some point because when they would keep coming to look at it, they kept telling me, oh, it's something with the season, it's something with the weather, there's not really anything we can do. So the door was just not aligned and it was just giving me a headache. So finally, there's a guy who comes, and I guess he's like one of the newer maintenance guys in the buildings, and he comes and he knocks on the door randomly, and he's just like, I've heard, you know, you've been having issues with your door. So I'm like, I have. And he's like, for how long? And I'm like, man, I don't know, a year and a half, it's been a while. So he looks at it and he's like, oh, I can fix this. This is not a problem. I don't know why they told you that. So I'm just super happy at this point that somebody's finally going to fix the door. So he comes over and I didn't realize how much work he was going to have to do because I thought maybe it was just going to be doing something with the door. But it was the entire like frame of the door going all the way up to the ceiling. He had to remove the wall and do whatever it is you do because I have no idea. But he had to do a lot of work just to simply fix the door. So I was very thankful for it. And he tells me he like motions one moment. So I'm like, okay, cool. Now, normally, I don't think you tip the maintenance guys that come and just help you in your building. But because it's the holidays, I was feeling generous. So I gave him a really nice tip to say thank you. So at first I was confused because like right after I gave him the tip, I didn't think he was done yet. But I was just getting it out the way because I knew I was about to leave. So then he looks at the tip and he I can tell he's really generous, but he doesn't speak much English. So he says gracias in Spanish and then, you know, he just leaves.
You know that gracias means F you in Spanish, right?
It does not mean that because I've been working on my Spanish. And so, but I was confused after he left because he didn't really do like anything extra and it just felt like he took the tip and got up out of there. So like all of the pictures he took off the wall, he left them off. The floor was super messy, dusty. He didn't sweep. He didn't do anything. And then even where, like, he had some stains, he had created some stains on the wall and on the floor, he just left it. So in that moment, I was feeling a way like, wait a minute. I just gave you this generous tip, and you just left it like this?
But why are you tipping him before the job's done?
I thought he was going to finish the job because I had to leave. So I was trying to get ahead of it. Like, let me tip him now because I won't be able to do it when I'm gone.
Right.
But he just left and he was just like, he just waved bye. So in that moment, I was like, what do I do I say something? But I don't want to get the man in trouble right before the holidays. So I'm like, do I just eat this? What do I do? So I said, you know what? I'm gonna make the decision to eat it. I'm not going to get anybody in trouble during the holidays. It is what it is. So I start trying to like clean it up and put the pictures back and do everything myself. Turns out the man left and came back. He was just going to get a broom to finish the job, but I guess he couldn't find a broom. So I was like, why ain't you just ask me for a broom? And he's like, no habla inglés. And I'm like, bro, I've been working on Spanish for 2 years. I've been waiting for somebody to need me to know Spanish. This was my moment. Escoba, papi. I know what the broom is. And he didn't even ask me. But I was so thankful that I was like, see, sometimes you just got to have a little bit of patience. The man was coming back to finish the job.
And the default is always to the negative and the worst, right?
Every single time.
It's the Bird Show.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.